I used to walk with you along the avenue. Our hearts were carefree and gay. How could I know I'd lose you somewhere along the way? The friends we used to know would always smile hello. No love like our love, they'd say. Then love slipped through our fingers somewhere along the way. I should forget, but with the loneliness of night, I start remembering everything. You're gone, and yet there's still a feeling deep inside that you will always be part of me. So now I look for you along the avenue, and as I wander, I pray that someday soon I'll find you somewhere along the way. I should forget, but with the loneliness of night, I start remembering everything. You're gone, and yet there's still a feeling deep inside that you will always be part of me. So now I look for you along the avenue, and as I wander, I pray that someday soon I'll find you somewhere along the way. Somewhere along the way.
And a very good morning to you. It's like we've never been away. Nat King Cole and Somewhere Along the Way. Welcome to Big Late Night with me, RB, here on Angel Radio. Not with you last week because of the pay to play. Well done to everybody that took part in that, and thank you for your contributions. Because of you, I'm able to sit here for the next 2 hours and play the type of music that I hope you will like. That was Nat King Cole. This is Ray Noble right now and his orchestra. We're going to throw in Al Boley for good luck as well. Good night, sweetheart. Bit early, but we'll get there.
Thank you.
the Stick at the Orchestra, and Al Bowley singing along for Good Luck, and that was, of course, Good Night, Sweetheart. So I hope you had a good 2 weeks since we were last together. I've had a reasonable 2 weeks. Nothing much has happened, really. Did actually go to the movies last Friday, believe it or not. I think it's the first time I've been to the movies in about 3 years. Went to see Oppenheimer with Cillian Murphy and Robert Downey Jr. And I'm going to say it now. This program is going out on August the 8th, 2023. Should you be listening to a repeat, I'm going to say it now. I think Robert Downey Jr. will get an Oscar nomination for his performance in the film, because he was absolutely brilliant, in my opinion. And it was a good film as well. A little bit long, but it was a very long story to tell, so I understand why the film was as long as it was. But there was a lot of bits in it that I thought, well, you could have got rid of that bit, and I wouldn't have minded too much, and then perhaps I wouldn't have needed to keep shifting in my seat quite as much as I ended up doing. But it was, for all of that, well worth going to see. So if you haven't seen it, and it's still around where you are, give it a go. This is Jesse Matthews for you right now, and I think after this we'll probably have some Bing. But here's Jesse Matthews, Head Over Heels in Love. Jesse Matthews, Head Over Heels in Love, here on Angel Radio. Time now for some songs from Bing. This is where we have two songs back to back. Sometimes we have three, just depends on the mood that I'm in. But all I have to do to start it is to say simply, Bing, sing.
I'm sorry. Oh, sorry, what more can I say? Never knew how much you meant to me till I went away. It's my fault, all my fault, that we're apart. I'd give anything if I could be back with you, sweetheart. If I told a lie, if I made you cry, when I said goodbye, I'm sorry. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. If I caused you pain, I know I'm to blame. I must have been insane. Believe me, from the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. I realize I've been unfair to you. Please let me make amends. Don't say that you forgot the love we knew. After all, we were more than friends. If I've made you blue, I've had heartaches too. Now I beg of you, forgive me. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. I realize I've been unfair to you. Please let me make amends. Don't say that you forgot the love we knew. After all, we were more than friends. If I've made you blue, say I've had heartaches too. Now I beg of you, forgive me. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize.
That's all.
What's the use of trying not to fall? I have no will.
Oh, you made your kill, 'cause you took advantage of me.
I'm just like an apple on a bough, and you're gonna shake me down somehow. So what's the use? You cook my goose,
'cause you took advantage of me.
I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know
my elbow from my ear.
Suffer something awful each time you go,
much worse when you're near.
Here I am with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. So lock the doors and call me yours,
'cause you took advantage of me.
Well, that was Paul Wiseman and his orchestra, but Bing Crosby was providing the vocals there, and You Took Advantage of Me. And before that, we had Bing singing a song called I Apologize with Victor Young and his orchestra. And we'll have some more from Bing around about the same time next week. Time to go off to Holger's house now. Each week, Holger sends us usually a very nice song, which we get to wallow in, and I think he's done the same thing this week. Frauen sind kein Engel is the best I can manage, and as regular listeners will know, my German is, it's not German at all, it's something completely different. Frauen, that could be woman, I think. Frauen, I'll go with woman for that. Kein Engel. No, Engel could be angel. Let's have a listen and see. I can tell you it is Horst Winter and his orchestra.
Augen an und können so herzlos sein. Nein, Frauen sind keine Engel und dennoch sind sie so süß. Sie schenken einem verliebten Mann auf Erden schon das Paradies. Thank you.
Frauen sind keine Engel from Horst Winter and his orchestra. In English, women are no angels. And Holger says, you might want to follow this up with another song. It's not very long, just 43 seconds, just to balance the issue. This is called Die Männer sind alle Verbrecher, which I believe is all men are criminals. Here's Hilde Gardner.
Die Männer sind alle Verbrecher. Ihr Herz ist ein finsteres Loch, hat tausend verschiedene Gemächer, aber lieb sind sie doch. Die Männer sind alle Verbrecher, ihr Herz ist ein finsteres Loch, hat tausend verschiedene Gemächer, aber lieb sind sie doch.
Well, there you go, redress the balance. And actually, I thought the way that I introduced that song wasn't too far from what Hildegard Neff actually sang, was it? So I feel quite pleased with myself for that one. That goes back to 1963. Holger, thank you so much. As always, you delight us with your choices here on this program. And of course, you can hear Holger's program on, I believe it's Wednesday afternoon at 2, but do check the website just to make absolutely sure. Holger, it's even later for you than it is for the folks in the UK, so definitely up to the land and not for you. Give my love to Christine.
Angel Radio, old-fashioned quality,
your constant companion.
One day we walked along the sand, one day in early spring, you held a piper in your hand to mend its broken wing. Now I'll remember many a day and many a lonely mile. The echo of a piper's song, the shadow of a smile, the shadow of your smile. When you are gone, will color all my dreams and light the dawn. Look into my love and see all the lovely things you are to me. Our wistful little was far too high. A teardrop kissed your lips, and so did I. Remembering the shadow of your smile.
Fabulous Tony Bennett from 1966 from the movie song album, and that was called The Shadow of Your Smile. As if you really needed me to tell you that, right? A couple of minutes' time, we're going to have Beagle's Big Three, once again chosen by a listener, and once again, they're all good. To take us there, how about this?
What shall I wear this bright May morning, roving the hill so free? I will wear a goblin jerkin, neatly buttoned, 1, 2, 3. Rumpelty-tumpelty, rick-rack-ree, nimble-pimble, out goes she. What shall I wear this bright May morning, roving the hill so free? Stockings made of fairy wool and a feather fan to keep me cool. I will wear a goblin jerky, neatly buttoned, 1, 2, 3. Rumpelty-tumpelty, rick-rack-ree. What shall I wear this bright May morning, roving the hill so free? Velvet moss, my gown so fine, a cobweb apron tied behind. Stockings made of fairy wool and a feather fan to keep me cool. I will wear a goblin jerky, neatly buttoned, 2, 3. Rumpelty-tumpelty, rick-rack-ree, nimble-pimble, out goes she. What shall I wear this bright May morning, roving the hill so free? Elfin leather for my shoe, foxglove gloves will have to do. Velvet moss my gown so fine, a cobweb apron tied behind. Stockings made of fairy wool and a feather fan to keep me cool. I will wear a goblin jerkin, neatly buttoned, 2, 3. Rumpelty-tumpelty, rick-rack-ree, nimble-pimble, out goes she. What shall I wear this bright May morning, roving the hill so free? Black beetle buckles in my hair, brown bumblebees my buttons are, elfin leather for my shoe, foxglove gloves will have to do. Velvet moss my gown so fine, a cobweb apron tied behind. Stockings made of fairy wool and a feather fan to keep me cool. I will wear a goblin jerky, neatly buttoned, 1, 2, 3. I shall be such a sight to see in my fairy finery. Rumpelty-tumpelty, rick-rack-ree, rumpelty-tumpelty, out goes she. Rumpelty-tumpelty, rick-rack-rout. Now I'm far too tired to go out.
What shall I wear from the great Joyce Grenfell? I've been having a splendid, very enjoyable email correspondence with Fred Wasser, who lives in North Carolina. And Fred actually presents a radio program down there on Saturday lunchtimes for us. It's noon, that would be 5 p.m. in the UK. And I've listened to his program on a number of occasions, and it's very enjoyable. He plays music exactly like we do here on Angel Radio. And we have a nice correspondence between Fred and myself. And I've been trying to introduce him to the delights of Joyce Grenfell, who I think he will love immensely. I sent him a couple of days ago the files for Joyce Grenfell's nursery school monologue that she did. I haven't heard back from Fred on that yet, as at the time that I recorded this program. Probably still listening to them, wondering, goodness, what happened. But It's how I can remember nursery school being in that program. Fred, if you're listening, it's absolutely amazing. But that was, of course, Joyce Grenfell and What Shall I Wear? I'm sorry, I went totally off script there. Yeah, like I have a script. All right, it's time for Beagle's Big Three. And this week, I want to say hello to Paul, who lives in Connemara over there in, what would that be, Northwest Ireland, or certainly West Ireland, west, northwest, something up there in that corner, and we around about 10 o'clock position on the clock. Paul, very good morning to you. Thank you so much for your kind comments about me and Angel Radio in general. And you would like this. Beatles. And, I don't know, I feel a bit like Bruce Forsyth now. It seems to be my catchphrase. I don't need to tell you who's singing or who the songs are, so I won't.
You're listening to the music of Artie Shaw, King of the Clarinet, where he makes dance history in the Blue Room of Lincoln Hotel in New York City.
Dream of you.
Stuff as suggested by Paul in Connemara. This week there was Artie Shaw, Deep in a Dream was the first one that we heard. The last one was Sweet Sue, and stuck in the middle there was the beautiful Stardust. Paul, thank you so much for that. We've played Artie Shaw on the program before, but never had three in a row, and it was actually rather enjoyable. So thank you for that suggestion. And if you would like to suggest next week's Beagle's Big Three, do please drop me a line, roy@angelradio.uk. And indeed, if there's anything you want to discuss with me, that's the email address to use. And if you just want to say hello, fine as well, but be warned, I do reply. As people have found to their cost, it has turned into correspondence with some people that has lasted years. All right, what are we going to do now? How about this? This is a great song, as suggested by DAB Dave. Morning, Dave.
Like a song. skies above are blue. My heart was wrapped in clover
the night I looked at you. I found a dream that I can speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill
I've never known.
You smiled
and then the spell was cast, and here
that was Charlie Spivak and his orchestra. The vocals were supplied by Gary Stevens, and that was, of course, you recognized it all, I'm sure, at last. Now, I'm running terribly late, I know, for Tell Me a Story, but I have to get the next song in because Brad, in usually in Chicago, who's currently in Canmore in Canada, he asked me to play this a couple of weeks ago, which I couldn't fit it into the program, and I slotted it into what would have been the next week's program, which was last week, and of course we didn't have a program last week, so I have to move it to this week, and I have to play it now, otherwise it's just like going to run into craziness in the second part of the program. So this is for Brad in Chicago in Canmore. Suggested this. He says that he loves this song so much. I'm just reading his email. He says it's a great song. Ended up listening to it a dozen times. What execution. It's from the 1947 Rodgers and Hammerstein musical Allegro. Have you ever heard of it? Who has? This is Edie Gourmet, and the gentleman is a dope.
The boss gets on my nerves. I've got a good mind to quit. I've taken all I can. It's time to get up and get and move to another job. Or maybe another town. The gentleman burns me up. The gentleman gets me down. The gentleman is a dope, a man of many faults, a clumsy Joe who wouldn't know a rumba from a waltz. And not my cup of tea. Why do I get in a dither? He doesn't belong to me. The gentleman isn't bright. He doesn't know the score. A cake will come. He'll take a crumb and never, never ask for more. The gentleman's eyes are blue, but little do they see. Why am I beating my brains out? He doesn't belong to me. He's somebody else's problem. She is welcome to the guy. She'll never understand him half as well He isn't very smart. He's just a lug you'd like to hug and hold against your heart. The gentleman doesn't know how happy he could be. Well, look at me crying my eyes out as if he belonged to me. He'll never belong to me. The gentleman is a doe.
Really is a nice song, Brad. Thank you so much for that. That was Edie Gourmet and The Gentleman is a Dope. Sorry, it took me a couple of weeks to get there, Brad, but as the saying goes, better late than never. And that's exactly what we mean about Tell Me a Story, which is so late now that it's almost not worth having. But you know what? We can just move things around. It's as simple as that. We have a little bit of Posh coming up at the end of the first hour, also suggested by Brad. So if we make him a couple of minutes late for his own bit because he had his own bit in the first place, I'm sure he's not going to moan. So before all of that, if I'm even making any more sense, time now for Tell Me a Story. And this week, if I can get to it, I will, but certainly we have one of those five-minute mysteries.
Another five-minute mystery.
Inspector Howard, I asked to have you come up here today because I wanted to explain this case in person.
Well, I'm anxious to hear about it, sir.
On the 654 train from Chicago West today, there'll be a private car. In that car will be James Mayhew. He's carrying with him almost $1 million in jewels, which he wishes to take to the West Coast. He trusts no one with them.
Whew.
Now, I want you to watch the entrance to that private car like a hawk. One of our trainmen, Mr. Barnes, will join you at the train. He'll have a letter from me.
All right, sir. I'll do my best to prevent an accident.
You know, I've been a railroad man all my life, Inspector. Used to be a conductor right on one of these trains.
Yes, I know. You showed me that in the letter when you met me in Chicago. By the way, you're sure Mayhew is alone in there?
Yes, except for the steward. You know, though, I think I'll just step back there and see if everything's all right before it's time for him to go to bed.
Okay, I'll wait here for you.
Mr. Inspector.
Yeah, what's the matter?
I'm the steward for Mr. Mayhew's car, sir. An awful thing has happened.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, they sent me to the galley for something. Well, sir, when I came back, Mr. Barnes was gone, and there was Mr. Mayhew, shot, sir. Shot right through the head.
Well, come on, let's get in there fast. Where is he?
Right there, sir. Right there on the floor.
Yeah. He's dead, all right. Where's Barnes?
I don't know, sir. I don't know. He was gone when I came back.
Yeah, what's that?
I don't know, sir.
Hey, quick. It's in that locker. Open it up. Barnes! What's happened? Here, wait. I'll have that gag off in a jiffy.
Boy, that's Stuart. Hold him. Grab him quick before he gets away.
No, no.
He hit me over the head and then bound and gagged me. I came to when he put me in that locker there. Then I heard a shot. His Mayhew.
Yes, he's dead, Barnes. Shot through the head.
The jewels.
I haven't had time to look.
Search the steward. He has them. He'd planned to throw me off the train and make his getaway at the next stop.
Did you notice what time it was when you came to, Barnes?
Yes, I did. I got my hands free and I could see through one of the air holes. It was 9 minutes to 11.
I didn't do it, sir. I swear I didn't.
I'm sure you didn't, steward. In fact, just to prove it, Barnes, I'm putting you under arrest. At least until we can reach Chicago by telephone.
In just a moment, we'll see why the inspector arrested Barnes instead of the steward. But first...
Oh, you need pop, pop, pop to make a popper dutter. Marshmallow pop and lots of peanut butter. First you spread, spread, spread your bread with peanut butter and marshmallow pop.
you enjoy, joy, joy, your fluff and peanut butter. You're glad you have enough for another fluffer nutter.
Is the sweetheart you married the husband you expected him to be? Has the war created new problems for you in your marriage? To answer these and other personal problems brought in by your friends and neighbors, Arid presents John J. Anthony, founder of the famed Marital Relations Institute, in a brand new program of daily sessions of kindly and helpful advice. Just as Mr. Anthony, by examples in this studio, is helping thousands of men and women solve their personal problems, Arid, too, is helping thousands to solve the important personal problem of underarm perspiration. Arid helps you avoid perspiration damage to clothes and safeguards friendships. Use Arid every day. It helps stop perspiration safely, and at the same time, Arid is a most effective deodorant.
And now, back to our five-minute mystery.
Me? Under arrest?
What? Yes, Barnes, you made one mistake, and I'm willing to take a chance that'll hang you. When I asked you what time it was, you said it was 9 minutes to 11. Any railroad man with the experience the real Barnes has had would naturally say 10:51. You've been impersonating Barnes, went in and shot Mayhew, and locked yourself in the locker, gagged. And just to prove it... the jewels are right here in your pocket. Nice work, Barnes, but not nice enough.
See, it all depends on how you tell the time, right? I think we might have time for another one if I'm quick.
Another five-minute mystery.
Inspector Delafield.
Yes, are you Miss Garnett?
Yes, I'm so glad you've come, Inspector. It's my sister. She's been murdered.
Now, try to compose yourself, Miss Garnett. Hysterics don't help in cases like this.
I know, but I've been waiting for nearly an hour and... Well, this way, Inspector. My sister's body is here in the parlor.
The bullet pierced her heart. Miss Garnett, suppose you tell me what you know.
But I know nothing, Inspector. It's Walter who can tell you. He was here. He ran out after the murderer.
May I ask the identity of this man, Walter?
Walter Benson, my sister's husband. They were separated, have been for a year. Since Ethel left him, she and I have been living here in this country cottage.
Now, suppose you tell me the story in its proper order, Miss Garnett. Exactly what happened?
Well, Ethel was here, and I was upstairs. I heard loud talking, then a shot. I came to the head of the staircase. Walter was coming in the front door and said the murderer had escaped through the back hall. Walter went out after him. In the parlor, I found Ethel. Like this.
I see.
Agnes, where are you?
It's Walter. He's come back. I'm here, Walter, in the parlor.
Is Ethel hurt badly?
Walter, Ethel is dead. This is Inspector Delafield.
Oh, here, Mr. Benson. You better sit down. It looks like you're all in.
Oh, I am. I chased him all the way to the Valley Road. He had a car there parked in a clump of trees. He got away.
Who was this man, Mr. Benson?
I don't know. I never got a good look at his face.
When did you first see him?
Well, I came to see Ethel this afternoon. I was standing on the stoop about to ring the bell, and then I heard the man's voice. He was very angry. I stepped off the stoop, went around to the parlor window, that window there. I stepped under the climbing rose bush and looked in. He was standing with his back to me, then he fired.
What did you do then?
I ran to the front door. It was unlocked. I threw it open and saw him disappearing down the back hall.
Mr. Benson, those scratches on your hand, how did you come by those?
Why, from the rose bush, I suppose. The thorns when I was looking in the window.
Mr. Benson... Is that the climbing rose bush out there, the one you spoke of?
Why, yes, of course it is.
Through the pane here, it looks like a Zephyrine Druin. Pink blossoms, climbing variety.
Inspector, my sister's murder is escaping, and you give us a dissertation on roses.
Yes, Miss Garnett, because the rose bush tells me this man is lying. He is the murderer of Ethel Benson.
What was the clue that told Inspector Delafield the truth? Let's see how good a detective you are. In a moment, we'll hear the explanation, but first...
Soon you'll be able to walk into your Admiral dealer's store and confidently buy the style radio or radio phonograph you want. The selection of Admiral radios will be complete. There'll be radio phonographs with the famous Admiral exclusive features. Slide away that makes loading and unloading your record changer so easy. And the foolproof Admiral automatic record changer. There'll be consoles and table models and newly designed cabinets of fine woods and modern plastics. There'll be farm sets and portables and many styles and sizes. including the popular Admiral Bantam, the camera-type radio that operates on alternating current, direct current, or self-contained batteries. There will be new electronic refinements in AM, FM, and shortwave reception. And now about television. Admiral's extensive research assures television receivers with true Admiral quality. So, whatever you want in radio, you'll find it in an Admiral, America's smart set. You can get a very good idea of what Admiral will offer if you'll write for a free copy of the new full-colored booklet entitled It's a Promise from Admiral. Just write your name and address on a penny postcard and mail it to Admiral in care of this radio station. That's all. Just your name and address mailed to Admiral at this station.
And now, a final word of explanation from Inspector Delafield.
Although Walter Benson's story had a ring of truth in it, because of its simplicity, he made one mistake. Later, he confessed that it was he who had argued with Ethel Benson, that in a blind rage he had killed her. It was her fingernails that scratched his hand, not the rosebush. For any amateur flower gardener knows a Zephyrine Druin has no thorns.
Well, I was going to make lots of jokes there about thorny situations and thorny problems, and the thorn turned out to be not a thorn. There you go. 2 5-minute mysteries, condensed a little bit because I take out some of the music, but I do throw in the commercials, which I hope you enjoy. You're listening to Angel Radio with me, Roy Beagley. The first hour of Beagley at Night already done and dusted, but we still have another hour to go, and in about 10 minutes time we'll have our Doris Day at Night segment, suggested by Brad Clamper in Chicago, although currently in Canmore in Canada. And now we're going to have a little bit of Posh, also provided this week by, well, not him personally, but suggested by Brad Clamper in not Chicago, but Canmore. It's sort of like the Brad Clamper show, but it's nice and a beautiful piece of music that we're going to play this week. I'm not going to tell you anything about it. See if you can guess who the composer is. This is what Brad did to me. I didn't get it right, I have to be absolutely honest, but it is a beautiful piece of music, and it is certainly incredibly Posh.
Thank you.
I always say this is very much your program. I'm just here sort of linking it all together. That is a piece of music that I didn't even know, let alone would have ever chosen for a bit of posh. But wasn't it absolutely beautiful? Did you guess who that might have been composed by? Well, I went from Wagner to Franz Lehár and to Mozart, which was possibly the closest, because I think perhaps Mozart may have got some of his twiddly bits from the guy that did compose this, who was Antonio Salieri. And the opera, by the way, was called Les Danaides. Absolutely beautiful. Brad, thank you so much for that. I really did enjoy that. Brad very kindly offered to send me the whole opera, which he did, and I've listened to the first half of the opera. In fact, I've listened to it twice because it's so good, and I'm going to go into the second half of the opera tomorrow, and I just couldn't believe the first half was just so good and had to hear it again. So, Brad, thank you so much for that. Really good indeed, and a very nice bit of posh. You're listening to Beagley at Night with me, RB, and Brad in Chicago or Canamora, and before Doris Day, how about this?
One little kiss, a moment of bliss, then hours of deep regret. One little smile, and after a while, a longing to forget. One little heartache, left as a token. One little plaything, carelessly broken. Remember the night you said, I love you. Remember you vowed by all the stars above you. Remember we found lonely spot, and after I learned to care a lot, you promised that you'd forget me not, but you forgot to remember. Remember the night you said, I love you, remember. Remember you vowed by stars above you, remember. Remember we found a lonely little spot, and after I learned to care a lot, you promised that you'd forget me not, but you forgot to
Boswell and Remember. I present a program not on this radio station, but I do present a program called The Romance Hour, and it can be heard on various other stations, but that's not the reason why I mention it, because basically the program is 1 hour of romantic music. But in that program, occasionally I say, you know, sometimes you just have to have the absolute standards of romance, and I think that's what I'm going to do with Doris Day. Not the standards of romance necessarily, but some of those Doris Day songs that we just love so much, like these.
The snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. Why do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles form. What do I care if icicles form? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my gloves. I need no overcoats, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher, but I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? Got my love to keep me warm.
Teach me we'll do at the start. I'm sure with a little homework I'll graduate to your heart. Teacher's pet,
you love the teacher.
I wanna be a teacher's pet. I wanna take home a diploma and show Ma that you love me too. School is through.
Teacher, teacher, she loves you.
The night is dressed up for dreaming, and on the meadow a star falls out of the heavens and fades in the afterglow. The wind embraces the willow, the ivy clings to the tree. My arms are waiting to hold my love wherever my lover may be. And so I'll walk in the moonlight till until I smile at you. I'll never laugh again. What good would it do? For tears would fill my eyes. My heart would realize that our romance is through. I'll never
so in love with you. I never thrill again to somebody new.
Here in the studio. Don't worry about it. I'll figure it out eventually. That was Doris Day. We started off with I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm, and we certainly ended with I'll Never Smile Again. And somewhere in the middle there, we had Teacher's Pet and Till My Love Comes to Me. And that's this week's Day at Night sequence here on Bigley at Night. Brad, thanks for the idea. Now, if you fancy a lullaby, well, try this for size.
Every flower bed and every sleepy head in your land of dreams. Oh, that mellowy moonlight caressing the breeze. Long, mellowy moonlight, a book of golden memories. Hiawatha's lullaby, there's a moon and here am I. Like the waters, I am blue, and underneath the blue, melancholy sky.
was how they got little Hiawatha down to sleep, apparently. That was Hiawatha's lullaby, even, from Little Jack Little. Henry Bussey for you right now with his orchestra. They're in solitude.
Can't do without you, oucha my goucha, don't stay too long. I need a little, oh, little, ooh, little, oh, and I'm knocking on wood. Honey, hurry up, hurry up, it's so hard to be good. I'd rather be blue thinking of I'd rather be blue over you than be happy with somebody else. Will I be good? Will I be bad? Don't be a fool, you fool. My little flat, I'm turning that into a Sunday school. Say there'll be no iceman there.
nothing but frigid air. I'd rather be blue, thinking of you. I'd rather be blue over you than be happy with somebody else. Blue over you. I'd rather be blue over you than be happy with somebody else.
Nobody else can do that with their tinsels. That was Barbara Streisand, and I'd rather be blue over you, and I think there's something in parentheses here as well, than happy with somebody else. Seems to make sense to me. All right, let's see, what have we got? We've got, 26 minutes left exactly. So I think it's time for some comedy, don't you? Let's have a laugh together. First up, well, we seem to have been doing a lot of Fiona and the other one over the last couple of weeks, and I see absolutely no reason to not continue doing that.
Love is where you find it, providing, of course, you know where to look. And what can start as a casual friendship can blossom into a great romance, given the right location. For instance, on a boat.
Oh, Charles. You startled me, creeping up on me like that.
Did I, Fiona?
Yes. You gave me a turn.
Did I? Oh, it must be my turn next. I was just taking a little stroll. It's terribly romantic, isn't it? The moonlight glinting on the water. Look, Fiona, up there. It's vast, almost frighteningly vast, and dark. I wonder if there's intelligent life up there.
Up there, Charles?
Not up my nose. Up there, Fiona. The sky. All those stars, they're shining just for us. See them reflected in the water. There, the plough. There, Orion's belt. And just below it, Orion's trousers. There, what seems to be the bear. And there, what looks like a dead moggy.
Oh, it is, Charles. Oh, I feel they're all there, just for us. With the exception of the dead moggy, of course.
Of course. Love is so many things, Fiona. It's wanting and needing and feeling and searching and losing and finding and hoping and dreading and wanting to need and needing to want and...
Don't speak, Charles. Not for a moment.
Why not?
I want to get a word in. Oh, I love you, Charles. Breathlessly, hopelessly, tenderly, despairingly, longingly, meltingly. It's a wordless love, Charles.
We are both lost, Fiona. Lost in each other's arms, fumbling in the dark. Fumbling for the right words. Oh, Fiona, kiss me.
Not here, Charles. People will see.
I don't care about people.
Boy, come in, number 13. Your time's up. The park's closing in 5 minutes.
Come along, Fiona. You paddle, I'll steer.
We in England have a great tradition in filmmaking, particularly during the war, when we made those never-to-be-forgotten epics of... Keep It Up, Stick It Out, Take It on the Chin. I knew you'd all volunteer. Good heavens, an orange. Jack, darling, what's happening to us? School of Film. Here's an excerpt from one such naval drama starring Dame Celia Millstrangler and aging juvenile Binky Huckaback.
Charles.
fear not.
Charles, Charles, you're back.
Yes. Would you mind scratching it?
Oh, there. There, darling. Better.
Yes, darling. Oh, how I've missed that. Seems years. Years since I was home on leave last.
Did you think of me out there?
Yes. Constantly, incessantly, never endingly, I thought of you back here. And did you think of me out there, back here?
Yes. All I could think of back here was you out there thinking of me back here. Thinking of you out there, back here. Needing you, wanting you, wanting to need you, needing to want you.
I want to feel you need me. I want to feel you're there behind me leading the way. And how are the children? All I know of them is what you've written to me. Emily, how's she? And Peter, Roger, Sydney, Jonquil, Rupert, Abdullah, and... You know, I've wondered a lot about young Abdullah while I've been... And Buster, how's young Buster? Is he in long trousers yet? Is he going out with girls? Does he look like me?
Buster's the dog, darling.
Forgive me, Fiona. I'm not... I can't...
Charles! You're limping.
Yes. I didn't want you to find out this way, but you'd have to know sooner or later. I've got... an ingrowing toenail. The MO says I'll never be a normal man again.
Oh, Charles! Hold me.
I can't, Fiona. Curse this gammy too. I must go now.
When will you be back?
I don't know. I have a funny sort of premonition I won't be coming back.
You mean?
Yes. But if I don't get back, don't grieve. Just think, at last he's found a little rest. A little peace.
A little peace, Charles.
Yes. She's a barmaid at Chatham.
Of course, the great institution of the English seaside is the boarding house. Now, recently I was leafing through my copy of Throw Off Your Clothes and Live. Well, I buy it for the chest problem. And I saw an advertisement which read, get away from it all, spend your holidays at the Bonner Guest House, Bognor. So I decided to throw a few things into a bag and give it a try. Hello, anybody there?
Oh, hello, I'm Julian, this is my friend Sandy.
Oh, hello, Mr. Owen. Oh, welcome to our guest, Lattie, thank you. Oh, welcome, yes, to the guest, Lattie. It's a proper home from Omi.
Yeah. And how long have you been hoteliers?
Not long, but of course we knew Bognor well, didn't
what?
We? Oh, we used to do your summer seasons down yes. here, entertaining, you know.
Yes, we was at the Smuggler's Nook year after year.
Yes, songs at the piano. Oh, they'd let their rye right down when we got going. You know the sort of thing. Jewel, get on the piano.
Shall I?
Get on the piano. Yes. Wouldn't allow your lappers on the Striller's boner. Yes. Yes, sit down, Mr. Orme. We'll give you a sample.
Oh, thank
Mr.
you. I'd like to.
Give you a sample. I dream of Jeannie with the light brown rye.
Then there was bless this Lattie Butch and Stout.
Oh, and what about our duet?
Oh, yes.
We'll troll beside you the world today. Love you.
And the big finish.
The big finish.
Yes.
Someday she'll troll along the Pallone I love. Oh, what love.
Very
oh,
touching. Then it went on.
Then it went on.
Maybe I shall meet her Monday. Maybe Tuesday.
choose. We've got the hairdresser.
Oh.
The hairdresser. Head like a sieve.
Still, you do get the idea, Mr. Holmes.
Yes, I'm afraid I do, yes. And then you opened this boarding house.
Well, not immediately. When the bottom fell out of the nook, we'd done a season. We'd done this season on the sands.
Punch and Judy.
Punch and Judy. That was going all right till Jewel gave the eggnog a thrashing one night. Yes, and ruined the performance.
Traitor.
Yes.
That! Nancy before Mr. I've got me parts mixed up, that's
yes.
all.
Yes. Yes, he does, you know, when he's had a few.
Yeah. Watch it.
Yes. It was awful. Punch went off with the hangman and Judy finished up singing risque songs with a crocodile. Not exactly a children's entertainment, no. Ducky.
We had our tender turned down by the council.
Flat.
So we both had a bit put by, so we decided to plunge into this boarding lattie.
And here we are.
Dan Trollin.
That's the name. Ah, yes, we offer very reasonable rates. B&B, 16 shillings. Use of cruet, extra.
Well, how much extra?
Depends what use you put it to. There's absolutely no restrictions within reason.
No, of course. No women in the rooms.
No women in the rooms. No. Not much change of that with Mr. Orr, not at his age. Only sort he's likely to attract, never make it up the stairs.
I'm Colonel Ship, me horsemanship is noted for miles around. Heading the noble troops, marching them round in groups, riding in the lead on me fiery steed. Hey ho, hilly o, gee up, and away we go. On me horsey nice and brown, bumpy, bumpy up and down. Rip, rip goes me whip on top of the horse's rump. And as I go by, the people cry, bumpity, bumpity, bump, when I push out me scarlet chest. On afternoon parade, me Gigi gets no rest, manoeuvring my brigade. Heels click, smart and quick, I gather me bridle rein. The bugle stoop, then I salute, and bumpity bump again. Me horsey pace around the place has captured the ladies' hearts. Women of all degree, cheering aloud for me, shouting hip 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 when I crash me whip. Hey ho, hilly o, gee up and away we go. Mrs. Green came out to ride, screaming loudly at me side. Ho ho, let me go, you're driving me off me chump. It tiddles me till I can't keep still. Bumpity bumpity bump, she said, me husband's got to go on business to Paris. We'll have some fun, you know, when he leaves after tea. Stay near, there's a dear, he's rushing to catch the train. So hang about, when he goes out, we'll bumpity bump again. A lady gay inquired the way to sit on a prancing horse. Readily I complied, taught her the way to ride. She sprang on me knee, shouting out with glee. Hey ho, hilly o, gee up and away we go. She was bouncing with delight, till the copper came in sight. B.C. said to me, you ought to be in the lump. I've told you before, I'll have no more. Bumpity bumpity bump, I told him I was Colonel Jip. The copper said, I know, so take a friendly tip. Remove your bird and go. Don't lark in the dark or cuddle her down the lane. I'll run you in if you begin to bumpity bump again.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the last 20 minutes or so of comedy. We started off with Charles and Fiona with episode 5 from series 3, and that was called On the Boat, and from the same series but episode 10 it was Toenail. And of course, Charles and Fiona, the great Hugh Paddock and Betty Marston. Then we had a Bona Guest House from Julian and Sandy, Kenneth Williams and Hugh Paddock again. All three of those I thought, kept nicely together by Kenneth Horne. And then we had Bumbity Bump Again from Charlie Higgins. You're listening to Beagley at Night here on Angel Radio. And now, something very relaxing.
Because it brings me back you. and heady, like my love. Lilac wine, I feel unsteady, like my love.
Good. Helen Merrill there with Lilac Wine, and another good version of that song, which we can't play on Angel Radio because it's far too new, is, I've forgotten now her name, just totally flew out of my head, Elkie Brooks, there you go, flew out and flew back in again. She does a really good version of Lilac Wine as well, if ever you get a chance to hear it. And before that, the theme, I think, from Elvira Madigan. And James Last and his orchestra seem to be having a problem speaking this week. I seem to have a problem speaking most weeks, actually, but what can I say? It's time for me to go, which I really don't want to do, because I've been enjoying my time with you for the last 2 hours, but I have to get out of here, otherwise all the people that are in front of me get terribly upset when they have to start their programs late. So all I'll say is thank you so much for joining me for the last 2 hours. I'll be back around about the same time next week, all being well, because we don't take anything for granted anymore. To get in touch with the program, you can email me, roy@angelradio.uk, or you can send a message via the really nice people in the studio. Give them a call during normal business hours, 0800 014 1955, and ask them if they'd very kindly take a message and get them to send it on to me, and I'm sure they will. In the meantime, I say have yourselves a good day and a safe day, a good week and a safe week, and may I be the first to wish you a very good morning.
What kind of fool am I, who never fell in love? It seems that I'm the only one that I have been thinking of. What kind of man is this? An empty shell, a lonely cell in which an empty heart must dwell. What kind of lips are these that lied with every kiss, that whispered empty words of love, that left me alone like this? Why can't I find